Hello, I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has accused MPs who oppose Brexit of a terrible collaboration with the European Union. He warned that the more the EU thought that Brexit could be blocked in Parliament, the more adamant they'd be in sticking to their refusal to renegotiate. He made the comments in his first session of People's Prime Minister's Questions shared on Facebook.
They still think that Brexit can be blocked in Parliament. And so the awful thing is that the longer that goes on, the more likely it is, of course, that we will be forced to leave with a no-deal Brexit. That's not what I want. It's not what we're aiming for. But we need our European friends to compromise. And the more they think that there's a chance that Brexit can be blocked in Parliament, the more adamant they are in sticking to their position.
Police in the Indian administered state of Jammu and Kashmir say wide-ranging security restrictions imposed 10 days ago have been lifted in Jammu but will continue in the Kashmir Valley for an unspecified time. Tens of thousands of additional Indian soldiers were deployed to the region as New Delhi took the controversial step of revoking its special political status. Here's Rahul Tandon.
At least until Indian Independence Day, the end of it tomorrow. In the valley, there'll be no relaxing of restrictions. We're waiting to hear at the moment from the Pakistani Prime Minister, Imran Khan, who's gone to Pakistan-administered Kashmir to deliver his national address. It's going to be, I think, with certainty that much of it will be dominated about the issue of Kashmir. India continuing to say it's an internal matter and telling Pakistan not to meddle in its internal affairs. The situation in the valley remains tense. The situation between both countries also remains tense.
Rahul Tandon. Angry crowds have demonstrated outside the Japanese embassy in Seoul, marking the day of remembrance for the tens of thousands of Korean women forced to work in Japan's military brothels during the Second World War. As well as compensation, they demanded that Tokyo lift restrictions on exports of certain high-tech materials. The Italian city of Genoa has held an emotional commemoration to mark a year since the Morandi motorway viaduct collapsed in a storm, killing 43 people. The victims' relatives struggled to control tears as the choir sang. James Reynolds reports.
At 11:36 in the morning, precisely a year since the Morandi Bridge collapsed, bells tolled in Genoa. Across the city, spectators watched in silence. Some remembered those they'd lost. Earlier, the country's political leaders gathered for a memorial mass held near the site of the collapsed bridge. Leaders of Italy's populist coalition, which is on the point of fracture, suspended their arguments for the day. The names of the 43 victims were read out.
BBC News.